Folks, the attack on excellence in America is putting our lives and our country's future at risk. In the name of diversity, standards are being lowered everywhere. You know this, in medicine, engineering, science, and the law, just to name a few. The American Medical Association, for example, has declared that medicine is imbued with white supremacy and that it was therefore lowering the standards on medical school entrance exams. How's that make you feel? Same is happening in law and other fields. You can read about this in the latest issue of Imprimis. That is Hillsdale College's free digest of liberty that goes to more than 6.5 million people now. Imprimis gives you smart constitutional commentary from conservatives like Christopher Rufo, Victor Davis Hanson, Heather McDonald, and Hillsdale's own Larry Arnn. If you don't already get it, you can receive a free subscription at GruberForHillsdale.com. Right now, GruberForHillsdale.com. No cost. This is free. No obligation. Hillsdale produces and mails Imprimis as part of its educational mission on behalf of liberty. Sign up today at GruberForHillsdale.com. Now, I had Jack on a little bit earlier. Jack from Toledo. He has these numbers dialed in on the economy, and I wanted to share some of those numbers for a couple of reasons. First of all, GDP slowed to 1.6%. 1.6% in the first quarter. He might call back in here. If he does, he can help me sort this out. So the definition of a recession, back-to-back quarters of declining GDP. Normally, a recession involves job loss, and this is the reason Carice Jean-Pierre keeps saying we're not in a recession when we're in a recession. This is according to Jack, something a note he sent me. There are precursors to a recession. Check that phone line, by the way. Like the two... Yeah, Jack is here. Jack, welcome back. I'm sitting here reading your note explaining to people about the 1.6% GDP growth and where we are. Thanks for calling back.
You're welcome.
All right, so break it down for us.
All right, the traditional definition of a recession is two back-to-back quarters of negative growth, contraction.
Right.
And we had that under Biden, and KJP was saying, oh, but, you know, a recession really involves job losses. And so they wiggled out of that one.
So but there is some truth. So you're saying there's some truth to that. Job loss is usually associated with it, right?
Job loss is always associated with a recession. It's always associated with a recession.
But let me be clear about this. When they're counting jobs right now, they're counting part-time jobs. They're counting all sorts of things that make it appear as if the jobs are growing. And by the way, of the job growth we got last month, a full 25% of it was new government jobs, expanding the government. That's not private sector jobs. That shouldn't even count.
Well, that's the thing that Obama did. He was talking about private sector growth because, believe it or not, George Bush had a pretty strong worker growth, including government workers, during his term. And he was like almost 4 years uninterrupted with positive worker growth. Now, the problem is that the media does not address the fact that the unemployment numbers and the participation rates come from one set of data, and the headline jobs numbers is actually a different data set which measures workers.
Right. And the participation rate is way down, right, Jack? We're way down on participation of eligible
participation,
workers.
Yeah, participation under Clinton was close to 67%, and we're down to about 63%. Whichever month of the year you want to talk about, 63.1, 63.3, somewhere in that neighborhood.
Right.
So those people aren't unemployed. If those people were factored into the unemployment rate, unemployment would be, I'd have to do the math, but it'd be like 8%.
Right.
Because
we don't have
people participating. They're not unemployed. We could have the same participation rate with, say, 150 million people working full-time jobs, 150 million people working part-time jobs, or 150 million people unemployed. That's
the
top-line number.
Right, and something else I want to point out that's really important that people don't understand. The way inflation was calculated under Jimmy Carter and Ronald Reagan and George H.W. Bush, it got changed by Bill Clinton, the way they calculate inflation and other numbers have all been changed to benefit the person in the White House. And they cooked the books, right, Jack? I mean, that's the way they cooked the books.
They cook the books every month on every piece of data because they have a published seasonally adjusted number and a published non-seasonally adjusted number. And right now, all they're talking about is the seasonally adjusted number. And the GDP is seasonally adjusted. They don't publish the non-seasonally adjusted background data for it. It's all seasonally adjusted. It all gets revised. This report that came out this week was the advanced GDP for the first quarter. We'll get a first revision. We'll get a second revision. And then after about the first quarter, there's normally a revision of the revision.
So they'll recook the books a few times over. Anyhow, Jack, I got to leave it there. Thank you for bringing some sense to this nonsensical bit of numbers. I do appreciate it. Jack from Toledo, thank you, my friend.
You're welcome, Steve.
Good really too. Appreciate it. I mean, he looks at this stuff closely. Pretty good at it, too. Are you ready to improve your health and your well-being? Are you ready to take control of your life? Are you ready to finally lose the weight and just feel better? Well, then it's time to contact My Pure Health Solutions. My Pure Health Solutions has helped thousands of people to shed pounds and the problems that go with them from being too heavy. My Pure Health builds a plan just for you. It's a custom plan, not a one-size-fits-all. It's a size that fits you. So if you're ready to look in the mirror again and feel good about yourself, then it's time to take a closer look. You have nothing to lose but the weight you don't want. All you have to do, go to GruberHealth.com. Schedule your free, that's right, free consultation. GruberHealth.com, the place to do it, for your chance to feel better. GruberHealth.com. It's a good way to start the weekend with a plan to feel better starting soon. GruberHealth.com. Trust me, good people there, all right? I'll take a break and be back on Free for All Friday. When it comes to investing, I'm always wondering, am I doing the right thing? And that's why I say you should always get a second opinion. This is Steve Gruber, and one of the people I ask about where to put my money is Nick Hopwood of Peak Wealth Management in Plymouth, Michigan. You see, Nick has over 25 years of investing experience and nearly $300 million under management. Plus, Nick and his team at Peak Wealth are fiduciaries, which means they invest in your best interest, not their own. Many advisors in the industry don't do any planning at all. As certified financial planners, the Peak Wealth team creates comprehensive, holistic financial plans based on your goals and what's important to you. Reach out to Peak Wealth for a second opinion today on your investments, fees, and to make sure you won't run out of money in retirement. By working with Nick, you can retire with peak confidence. Get your second opinion at peakwm.com/Gruber. That's peakwm.com/Gruber. Peak Wealth.